Good to see you here. Got a little thought that I'd like to share with you here today. Found in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 3. 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 3. I'd like to read verses 6 down through verse number 10. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved ourselves, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. I want to deal with this thought here of the work ethic. And it's something that every day as we look around, it becomes that it is becoming an endangered species, having a solid work ethic. There's just so much out there in this world leading people to pursue the easy path, to not have to work for what they've got. I'm going to spray to all fields here a little bit, but, you know, bear with me. This whole idea that we've gotten away from the little kids' sports. So we're not going to keep score. Everybody's going to get a participation trophy. Slurpees for everybody because we tried. Yeah, gave it your all, little Jimmy, and that's all that matters. The problem is that doesn't translate into the real world. You're not going to get points in your favor at your job because, well, hey, at least I showed up. We were part of a team here, even though I didn't do nothing, I should also get rewarded for it. I realize there are cases where it does work that way. It's not supposed to. And let me tell you something, when it comes to Christians, because we are supposed to be following the example that God made, what example did God make, preacher? I'm glad you asked. 6 days God worked. We only work 5 usually. I mean, I know there are some people who do work 6. I realize there are some people who don't work, who don't get to take vacations. They even have to work 7 days, 2-3 jobs. I get it. I'm talking on the whole here, okay? The fact of the matter is that God instituted work. You go back there before the fall of mankind, there in the garden. There were 2 orders that God gave man that he was supposed to do. And I'm not talking about not eating the forbidden fruit. There was procreation and there was work. Work is a good thing, okay? We're supposed to work. Christians, we're supposed to work. We are supposed to set the example, just as Paul set the example here for the Thessalonians when he was with them and that he worked. He didn't have people catering his every need. He didn't go preach a meeting and had everybody else bring the food afterward. No, Paul used elbow grease himself. Okay? But nowadays we've gotten away from it. So, well, preacher, how did Paul use elbow grease? Well, I'm glad you asked that one too. You can write this one down. Acts chapter 18, verse number 3. Paul was a tent maker. Yeah, important job way back when. And he supported himself by making tents. Praise God for those who can be full-time pastors. That's wonderful. There's a lot of part-time pastors out there. I was one of them. And It's a full-time job being a pastor, but you're only getting paid a part-time salary, so you've got to go out and have an actual job to supplement your income, take care of your family and all that. I get all that. I'm not preaching against it at all, okay? Don't misunderstand me. But the fact of the matter remains, we're supposed to work. And Paul says here, if they will not work, then they should not eat. But what's been rubbing me wrong so much here of late is this welfare state that we've set up here in America. When welfare first started off, it was great. It was a means to give people a hand up, and not just a handout, and to get them back on their feet so they can once again become productive members of society. Unfortunately, especially with all this nonsense of the past several months here, states and the federal government and whoever else, they've tacked on extra money to the unemployment benefits and all that there, and they've turned unemployment into a career path. There are so many jobs out there right now for anybody who'd be willing to work, yet people aren't going to them. Because they're making just as much money staying at home. That wasn't what God said to do here. Okay? God instructed all of his people to be busy. You think about Gideon there. He's threshing wheat in the wine press. He was working. Deborah was a judge of Israel. She was underneath the tree, the palm tree, judging when she sent for Barak. People, God uses those who are busy. Those who ain't busy, guess what? God really ain't going to use too many of them. I've going from a preacher's perspective, I've said this many times before, and I believe this actually applies to every job out there. We're just going to specify as far as preaching goes. Okay? Now stay with me now, because I think you'll be able to apply this to your own job as well. A desire to preach without determination to prepare is nothing more than a decision to perform. A desire to preach without determination to prepare, study, is simply a decision that you're going to perform. The preacher who does it ain't going to do very well. If you're going through your job and you're just going through the motions, guess what? Eventually you're going to get caught. You're going to get fired or hurt or worse. Or all of the above. We're supposed to work. We are supposed to have a genuine work ethic. Not just, well, this is what I feel like doing. What does your job require you to do? Well, I do the barest of minimums because they pay me the barest of minimums. Well, maybe they might end up paying you more if you start doing a little bit more. And like I said, I'm going to spray it all fields. Minimum wage is minimum wage for minimum skills. You want to earn more? Be better. Learn more. Grow. Become more than what you are. It's minimum wage was never declared that this is going to be a living wage. Those are two different critters right there. Living wage and minimum wage. But everyone thinks that they're the same thing. Why? Because we have gotten away from a solid work ethic. It ain't biblical, but we've gotten away from it. We decide this is how we're going to do things. And it hurts us in the long run. See, a poor work ethic with these poor policies, all that they manage to do is they de-incentivize or discourage the people who've got a solid work ethic. Why should I work harder if someone who's hardly working, if they're even doing that much, is getting the same thing as me? You know, there's that one story about the college professor who walked in and says, I'm going to grade the whole class on a curb, and so better everybody that people do, the better a whole class does. And so there were those in class, they studied just as hard as they could. And when test time came, they did great. And they got all A's, but you had those slackers back there who didn't do any studying at all. They got D's and F's. And it brought the grade down from being an A to a B minus, so C plus. The next test came along. Some of those A-plus students, they didn't study as hard. The curve now dropped it down to a C minus D. And by the last test of the school year, the whole class failed because everybody gave up. The slackers just figured, well, hey, the brainiacs are going to get us good grades. The brainiacs sitting there saying, why should we do all the work and let you reap the benefits. It de-incentivized them. And I'll get that word out eventually. It discouraged them. Why should I? The world does a good enough job, Christians, discouraging us as is, to convince us that we don't need to try to do anything for the Lord, that it's someone else's responsibility to go out there and witness to a lost and dying world. It's somebody else's responsibility to go out there and minister at the homeless shelter, to go minister at the nursing home, to go minister here, to go minister there, to attend the revival meetings that are taking place. Well, that's that church's responsibility. We ain't got to go see it. Try going over to those revival meetings. See what God can do for you. Get in on the action. Get into God's Word. Study to show thyself approved unto God. The Bible says, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, is not written to preachers only. I realize Paul was writing to Timothy. I get it, but it's for everybody to study. But when nobody's willing to do it, those who are tend to get discouraged and they want to stop, because they don't see any reward for their effort. It brings down their work ethic. These poor work ethics, backed by all this unemployment benefits, and this is a proven fact, y'all. You sit there and say, I'm picking on people all you want. I know that my company is hiring several people. It's not my company. I work for the company there. Because in our industry, I'm a bread man by trade. Deliver bread to your favorite restaurants, hot dog stands, hospitals, schools, all that good stuff there. We are scaling back right now. Now, personally, I've never understood why we had to have 100 different types of white bread, but that's beside the point. But we're cutting back on some of the variety of product. Why? Because we ain't got the people to manufacture it, to deliver it. There are companies all across the Chicagoland area. They're pulling back. Some of them, they're changing from making their own deliveries to now they're just going to produce for the remaining bakeries. There are some who are pulling out of Chicago altogether. Why? Because they can't find the manpower. And the people who do show up, a lot of them, they can't pass a simple drug test. Poor work ethics. And it's demoralizing to those who are trying to work, who are trying to get back to work when no one else cares. I can sit at home and do this. Well, I guess I don't need to do that. But we're missing out on all the opportunities out there. How does that apply to us Christians? Because, like Jesus said, the fields are wide unto harvest. Pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers into his fields. Are we doing our part? Is our work ethic as Christians in the spiritual realm as strong as it is in the physical realm? Dedicated to go to work, punch that 9-to-5, back is hurting, legs are about to fall off, whatever the case is, can't half see the road till we've had a pot of coffee. Can't cross the street to go and witness to somebody. It's demoralizing. Those who want to get back, why should they? And as a result, for the jobs that are out there, can't get nobody. Demoralizes the company, so now the companies are pulling back. And thirdly, it's a detriment to society, a poor work ethic. It rots away the very fabric of this country. One of the things that made America so great was that we tried, we worked, we gave blood, sweat, and tears to get jobs done. Get out of the Great Depression. The government created jobs. Eisenhower became president, created jobs in building our modern interstate highway. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Great. now so many in the government are, I need votes, votes, votes. Here's some money, 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 honey. And it's hurting. Preacher I know said that when he was called to preach, he just kept running from that call. And one day he was in his vehicle and he was listening to a radio broadcast from a preacher. And the preacher said, the title of my sermon today is, God Sure Could Use a Few More Preachers. It arrested his heart and he realized he needed to surrender to preach with that little saying. When I surrendered to call to preach, the sermon was titled, Would You Go to Calvary? God put out the help wanted sign. But when our churches are going downhill, when they continue to close left and right all around us here, these young men here who could potentially be the next Billy Graham, the next D.L. Moody, the next Billy Sunday, why should I when the local church is closing its doors? And as the church goes, so our country goes. Church is going and circling the toilet. Our country is circling the toilet. No matter what anyone wants to say. Yeah, I realize there are some churches that are going strong. Some that are actually truly on fire for God. There are actually some parts of our country that are right. But a poor work ethic is short-circuiting the whole thing. I'll add this in here just to put it in here. Because I believe that there is a reason why this poor work ethic is leading us somewhere. Why it is as prevalent as it is today. The Bible tells us over there in the book of Revelation when it comes to the mark of the beast that no man will be able to buy or sell unless they've got that mark. Real good way to force somebody to take that mark is to have dumbed them down so much, to have worn them down so much, to have scared them so badly, to have relaxed them, rocked them to sleep so soundly that they see the mark and all that it will provide as the new replacement for their work ethic. Oh, I can go to the store and buy what I need. I can sell my goods if I've got this. Cool, maybe I don't have to sweat as much either. We're in the end times, church. The modern work ethic or lack thereof is symptomatic of the end time. We're not going to stall the Great Tribulation period. We are not going to stall the arrival of the Antichrist. We're not going to stall the rapture of the church by working harder, by being the good Christians that we're supposed to be. But I really do feel that if we were to get back the work ethic, spiritually and physically, we might just find, kind of in a way, sped up because we're so busy serving the Lord, so busy doing what He would have for us to do. As the old saying goes, a watched pot never boils, but as soon as you turn your back to it, all of a sudden it starts boiling. Yet it boils at the same pace every time. We might come to the rapture that much quicker. Because we're no longer looking at the time clock, when do I get to punch out? And we find out, hey, there's the trumpet. it's time for us to permanently clock out. How are we doing, church? Are we working as we're supposed to, or are we too busy letting everybody spoon feed us? It's up to us. Father in heaven, we do thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. And we do pray, Lord, for your blessings upon this time here. And believe that this is the sermon that you'd have for us to bring at this hour. We do pray, Lord, that you would bless it mightily and that people would get the help from it that they need, that can only come from you. Help us, Lord, please, to be more obedient to you, to be the servants that you'd have for us to be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.